Welcome to the first episode of the Fandom Bite Podcast. My name is Philip. You may know me as Fandom Slash on Tumblr or as a guest host on BHAD Podcast. We have a special guest today. Please welcome Sticky Keys. You may also know her as Ficking Dylan or the host of the BHAD Podcast. Sticky is here with me to help deliver a small bite of fandom to y'all today. How are you doing today, Sticky?
Hello, I'm great.
Hey, what's up?
So, how are you going to do this? I'm so excited.
A bunch of drama channels, because in essence, this is what it's going to be. It's going to be a drama channel. No shame about it. We'll have filler episodes of other stuff, you know, when I feel like it. But it's a drama channel, and people should take it as a guilty pleasure, because that's definitely what we're doing.
Definitely.
I had a lot of people, you know, they're complaining, but they're also shading on the side that they don't mind the drama, but they hate going through pages and days of it. And guess what? We do too.
Yeah.
But like, we do it for, and honestly, for the greater good. So like, right now, like what we do is for the new fandomer or for the fandomer who's having, you know, confidence issues. This is why we go to bat.
Okay.
Because doing that has kept our creators from having to deal with that. If they don't have to deal with all of the meta crew and all the anti stuff, then they can focus on creating. I think that's why Derek has been so successful.
That's actually something that I wanted to talk to you about just in general. And are we recording? I gotta ask.
Yeah, we're already recording. It's not live, so we'll get from there.
So I was thinking about that the other day because I was like, I do spend a lot of time responding to their stuff, and I've cut down a lot, but sometimes they just go off the rails. So I'm just like, okay, we're going to say something. But then it's like, if they block you, you can't get in on the original thread without having to do some like gymnastics, either finding someone that's not blocked and then reblogging theirs, but then that's a crapshoot and just all this crap. So I'm like, sometimes I'll reblog something and it'll get like 10 notes, you know, and it's hitting the people who already agree with me. And so I was like, I think I like the idea more. And I got to figure out, because I want to get back into writing again. So I was like, anytime they have like a ridiculous post, I want to write a short canon compliant ficlet that basically just blows them out of the water. Like, no, you're totally wrong. And here's why. And this is what canon says, but do it in a fictional, you know, like fictional manner where I'm actually creating something. And then I was like, because that's really how Steric got, like you just said, as big as it did, is that while other people were complaining, we were creating. And I think what upset the aunties is that we were creating instead of just complaining for years. Yeah, like we have well over 50,000 fics now, and that is because of our diligence. And every time they threw a wrench at us, we threw 10,000 back and said, here's our fic, here's our art, here's our creations. And so I was like, yeah, I'm going to start doing that with the anti-crew, and to the extent that they just can't ignore it. And especially when it's right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Because the thing is that the people who are making these attacks aren't, you know, innocent bystanders. They're people who are specifically looking for what will piss them off. Mm-hmm. You want to find something to piss you off? Well, you know what? This is a great idea that you just have to give it to them.
Yeah.
And have fun at the same time, because that's the thing. I think as a Steric community, for a period of time, we avoided certain stories because we didn't want to rock the boat.
Right.
And I think that's where we ended up with that really long period of sunshine stuff.
Yeah.
That went well beyond season one. And it was kind of like, if you look at it back now, you're like, okay, but how... It's like season 2 and 3 and 4 didn't influence Steric fandom at all. And there was a reason for it. It wasn't just because we were ignoring things that made our ship less likely. We were ignoring things that would get us attacked.
Exactly. Oh, 100%. It's very interesting you say that too, because the whole Scott thing, the thing that is upsetting now is that the aunties, they see those fics. There are so many Scott positive fics within the Steric community. But because they're not central to Scott, then the aunties are like, well, it's not enough. And not only is it not enough, but now you're even more racist and you're homophobic and you're misogynist, you know, and all this stuff. And I was like, it just gets to the point where Starks are like, oh, so we're just going to stop trying and we're going to do for ourselves. So now you're seeing another rash of Scott is a bad friend. Scott is a bad alpha. You know, all these picks are coming back up, or he's just left out entirely. And I'm kind of living for it because I was a big old Scott fan. And so now I'm to the point where I'm like, if I see Scott overly praised in a fic, I'm like,
I've said it so many times on BHAD. Like, if there really weren't that many, Scott is a bad friend, Scott gets called out on stuff that he doesn't even deserve to be called out on fic, I would be so freaking happy.
Yeah.
Please send those my way because I don't find them.
It's very interesting. I was thinking about this actually today. I was like, you know how there was a rash of Starks fics where Stiles and Derek would meet and then they would hook up at the burnt Hill House.
Oh.
And it used to make me crazy because I'm like, gross. Like, Stiles is a human. Someone is getting tetanus. This is not going to be right. But that's what we had. That's all we had. And then it was like in a train station. And then it was the loft. And then it was like the burnt out, you know, really trashy loft. And then it slowly got more and more sophisticated. And I was like, this is what Starks do, is we react to the changes. You know, whatever's happening, we react to it. And for the most part, we carry that forward. And so when you see this resurgence, especially after BWT, after Poseygate, part two, after all that stuff, the more that Posey changed, the more Scott changed, the more the Starks fandom changed towards. And I find it very interesting, especially in the wake of the show, that more and more people are pushing to have him not be the main focus, which is completely opposite of what he wants. But I'm like, but that you did this. This is your fault. So.
No, and then the great thing about Starks is that it's not just dependent on how much certain people dislike Scott or dislike Posey.
Right.
Because I've also noticed that in Starks, it seems like one author will have kind of like a sentimental moment. It's like, oh, remember back when we used to do this? Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, oh, I remember that. And yeah. I never got around to doing this. And it's like, boom.
Yes.
And you'll get a nice little like firework of the past. And it's like, oh, okay. And then it evolves. It continuously evolves versus, you know, I've done a little bit of reading on the Scott fandom side, not a lot. But I've been the type that I've been like, okay, I can't hate on it or be like, you know, they're writing it so-and-so way and, you know, they're just doing it because they want Scott-centric and they want everyone worshipping Scott without ever having read any.
So I've definitely read some, yeah,
and
for those purposes.
Because people are like, why would you read something you hate? I was like, to make sure that I'm not hating it for no reason. No, but we're 100% right. Like, exactly how people exaggerate how Scott stands right, it's exactly how they write.
Problem is that there's no... So, they were like, oh, I heard that Dylan was going to be a movie where he can remember some of his past realities. And she made this AU where Stiles and Derek were together, and then Stiles was killed. And then, like, 20 years later, this shows up, but he's really Stiles, and he has all of Stiles' memories and everything, but he's, like, a different person. And so she was like, yeah, so it's just him and Derek learning to love each other, and he learns to fall back in love with his Stiles, and Jack even starts going by Stiles to make it easier. And I was like, and everyone was like, oh, that's really cool. And I was like, that's terrible. Like, that makes my heart hurt. Don't do that, you know? But then I was like, I love that exists, because it's a version of Derek that you don't see very often. There's angst, there's challenge. And that's one thing that Derek's lore knows, are not afraid to put. Now me, I like fluff. I like me a happy ending. Don't give me a breakup. Don't give me none of that. But there are girls out there and guys who can write it and rip your heart to shreds, and it is pure Derek. And I think that's what the Scott fans are scared of. They feel like if you kind of take Posey through the ringer, he's never going to come out. And I'm like, well, that's your own insecurity about your character. But to the point where you put everyone else through the ringer just so that he's the only one left standing, and then you call him a hero. And I'm like, it's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, fandom really has to realize that we've taken pretty much every character through the ringer. We've taken Derek through the ringer.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
There's a reason why people are so against Fail with Derek, because we took it to the next level.
You're right.
Making literally one half of our ship be so crappy that people were like, no, that's it. Creative license is gone. You're done. Like, and then, you know, we've taken Peter to task. We've taken Kate to task. We've taken Gerard to task. Chris to task. Bukalia to task.
Yeah.
I mean, Sheriff. I've even taken Talia to task.
Yes.
And she's like the holy grail of perfection.
Exactly.
Even though canon totally ruined her post-season 4.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like.
Messy.
So, everyone's a task. Now, they're like, why do you focus on this? I was like, I don't know, maybe because canon repeatedly forgave him without acknowledging it. It was just like it didn't happen.
That's the part of this that always just cracks me up, is when they're like, well, why do you focus so much on Scott? And I'm like, well, why do you focus so much on Scott? But they have this whole thing where I can't even describe it. It's just like they don't understand the point of fanfic. They don't understand the idea that fanfic exists because it's almost always doesn't exist within the show. A lot of times it's filling in the gaps, it's fixing it, or it's just taking those characters and putting them in your own AU. Rushing Gekka, are we naming names?
I think we are.
Or I can say...
No, I'm kind of over it. Yeah. Like, I mean, I'm over
love
it.
Carry there.
Your blog is public. So mm-hmm. Unless you're gonna send your blog to friends only, I don't freaking care.
It's and honestly, I mean, if they want to put it on their blog and have it be public, then that's on them.
Yeah, I mean, that's on them. I mean, now doxing would be if I gave you their legal name and phone number.
Right.
But all
exactly.
We're doing is saying exactly what they told the entire world.
Exactly, 100%. So, Russians a. Gecko party, sex party. Oh, that's the worst name ever. see, and I hate it when they have gifts that I actually like. And I'm like, God dang you, why are you terrible?
I do kind of like reference taste in some things. It's a freaking hypocrisy, though. It's like...
Yeah. Well, for the most part, he does it to troll. Like, he knows 100, because what he'll do is he'll be like, oh, Steric is pedophilia, and then the very next post is about Papa Hale and Scott getting it on. So I'm like, okay, no, I don't care about your crap. But he did have this post about, where have you ever seen, he was like, I was on AO3 looking through the tags, and I noticed that it said XYZ, but he was like, where have you seen Styles as a shaman? Or Styles as, I don't even know. It was just like ridiculous tags. And I was like, you realize those are AUs, right? And he was like, we're in canon. And then he just like the mic. He was like, tell me, I'm willing to listen. And I'm like, clearly you're not. Because this post makes absolutely no sense.
Like, I mean, we have Styles as an accountant. We have Styles as an assassin. We have
right.
Styles as an escort. We have Styles as
in
a mob. And we have, and it's not just an AU that we express styles that way, because we also have canon divergent fics that go that way too.
Exactly, yes.
They're the ones who limit themselves to Scott being a social services worker or Scott being a veterinarian, and like, that's it.
You know what I also find interesting?
They even bother giving him a job. What?
They love to do Skarik, and of course they love Skio. They never do Skyvik or Skaxen. I haven't really seen it.
It's really odd for me because, you know, one of the biggest anti-apologizers, Frigg, loves Skaxen.
He loves Skaxen, yeah.
Goes to bat for Scott all of the time.
And I'm like,
you know,
why do you never do Skaxen?
Why do you never do Skaxen?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this when we did the rewatch on BHAD. There was mm-hmm. so much material for Skaxen in the first
right.
season. It was weird that it almost went nowhere. Because The thing is I think a huge majority of fans that were fans of Scott were Hetfans.
Yes, 1,000%.
And they allowed the Slash fans of Scott allowed themselves to become reliant on Het fandom for their gifts, their imagines, their headcanons, stuff like that to branch off of. But once all that went died away, when Scott got a little bit too obsessive with Allison, once Allison died, once you know, Scott was super lukewarm with Kira, and they were like being all, oh, we don't want Kira.
Yeah.
They kind of started disintegrating, like their inspiration pool disintegrated.
And that's the end of our first episode. Thank you so much for joining us. Please add Fandom Bite on Tumblr, Twitter, and Instagram. If you would like to recommend a topic for us to sink our teeth into, please leave an ask or submission at fandombite.tumblr.com. Have a good night!